Good afternoon. Welcome to another daily devotion. It's wonderful to be together. Great to open up God's word and see what he has to say for another day. We're going to be turning through to the Gospel of Matthew again, chapter 23, and continuing our way through the woes of Jesus. We're going to be looking at the second woe today. But before we do that, let's come to him in a time of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for your love for us. Thank you that your word is rich and true, that you've given us a glorious word for today. We pray that we would not waste this, but that we would make good use of it and apply it to our hearts, and that your spirit would cause it to grow much fruit in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, if you've got your Bibles there, turning to Matthew chapter 23 and just verse 15. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you travel across sea and land to make a single proselyte, and when he becomes a proselyte, you make him twice as much a child of hell as yourselves. So far, the Lord's word. Well, it's a very short and sweet, well, I shouldn't say short and sweet, short and pretty horrible woe, really. What's the issue? What's the issue that Jesus is addressing in the Pharisees and the scribes? Well, in one sense, it's pretty straightforward, isn't it? They travel really far to make proselytes. But what's negative about that? If from one aspect, that was a right thing for them to do. Jesus was pointing out something they did. He will then go on to show why it's wrong. But if you just think about the action they're doing, that's exactly what we do, isn't it? Missionaries hop in boats or hop on planes. And for the last millennia, they've travelled far and wide. For centuries and centuries, they've travelled across oceans in order to make proselytes. What's a proselyte? What's, just think of a new convert. So they've travelled far and wide to make proselytes of the kingdom. What's wrong about that? That's what we're called to do. That's what we're called to be. We believe in world mission, don't we? So what's Jesus addressing then? Well, Jesus is addressing a particular issue in what they were doing and the motivation for it. We remember last time that the Pharisees were stopping people entering the kingdom. They themselves were not entering, and they were stopping other people entering the kingdom as well. And then Jesus points to their mission work. They travel far and wide in order to turn people to their beliefs. And what's Jesus pointing out? When they go out, travel all over the globe to bring people to know the kingdom, their kingdom, what quickly gets discovered is that the people being converted, proselytized, are being proselytized to a false faith. And that's ultimately the issue, isn't it? It's a little bit like what happens when Mormons knock on doors. We don't celebrate, do we, that Mormons and Jehovah's Witness are running around trying to convert the nations. We don't rejoice when we hear that the islands, in one sense, are almost being taken over by Mormons and J-dubs. No, we mourn this. We grieve this. Why? Because what they are bringing is not the hope of the gospel. And this is the issue. So you see, these Pharisees and the scribes, what they were meant to do is go throughout all the earth carrying forth the blessing and promise of Abraham. It had been promised to Abraham that he would be a great nation, and through him a blessing would come to everybody. And of course it was referencing Jesus, wasn't it? Through him the blessing of the nations would come. And so as people went out, they were to call people into faithfulness, not calling them to miss out on the gospel. And what they would do is they would go out, these Pharisees and these scribes, they would go out and they would take the so-called message of hope to the ends of the earth. And what they would do is burden people with law, burden people with the requirements of their earthly traditions. And this is a horrible reality to see. And it's a horrible reality when we do the same thing. You might say, what do I mean by that? Well, what I mean by that is there's always a temptation for us when we're reaching out to people with the gospel, not to create disciples of Christ, but to create disciples of Logan, or insert your own name there. There's a temptation to want to direct people towards yourself and not towards Jesus. And so we end up making many versions of ourselves, many versions of what we're passionate about. We create many law keepers like ourselves rather than directing people towards Jesus Christ. And we must be very wary of this. When we take forth the gospel, we don't take forth the gospel of myself. We take forth the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the gospel of Jesus Christ is Jesus. You see, we go out to point people to a person. But sometimes we fall into the trap of pointing people to ourselves. We must be very wary that we are not found making proselytes of ourselves rather than proselytes of Jesus Christ. But we also must make sure for ourselves that we are not doing the same thing in ourselves. We are seeking to come to Christ. We are seeking to follow Jesus and not man. We're not seeking to find our preacher's passion and copy them, our elder's passion. It's not the gospel of your church, but it's the gospel of your Lord and Savior. And so that raises the question for us, who am I following? Now, Paul would say, follow me as I follow Christ. And so, yes, it's right for us to follow people. But we follow people in order to follow and find Christ. It's right for us to remember the godly leaders that have gone before us, as Hebrews says. But we do that so that we will know and follow Christ. And so it raises the question of all of our ministry outreach, all of our ministry programs, everything we do. The question is, how and to whom are we pointing to? How are we doing it and whom are we pointing to? If what we are laboring to do is not pointing people to Christ, we are wasting our time. Because ultimately, we're going to make sons of hell that are two times worse than us. You see, because the children are always worse than the parents. Isn't that the case? The people who we proselytize so often will embrace what we say with more fervor than we do. So we think we have just a little bit of law keeping, and they have a lot. Or we have a small amount of love for Christ. And Lord willing, they will have a lot. So often, the proselytes that come after us go out with a double portion. And so we have to question ourselves, what trajectory are we setting for the people around us? What trajectory are we setting for fellow Christians in the way we live, the way we love, and in the way we serve? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this scripture verse, and we pray that you would take it and press it upon our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks so much for tuning in with me for another daily devotion. See you back here tomorrow, same time, same place. God bless.